Hello, everybody. I was just finishing up the next random video of randomness, and I just wanted to talk a bit about the Saints Row one I did. First of all, I apologize for the cuss-off at the end that I did there, but the game frustrates me to no end, and, well, thank God, this about an hour or two after that I made that video while I was waiting for it to render, I actually finished Saints Row. I will never play through that game again, but at least I can say I finished it, and so I can bitch about it as much as I want. But anyways, I'm just kidding. But there is a couple of things I wanted to point out. The ending of Saints Row, first of all. The ending of Saints Row is kind of shitty, and my water is kind of warm for some reason. I'm going to go ahead and put some ice cubes in it while we are talking here. But what I was going to say is the ending for Saints Row 1 leaves much to be desired. I mean, first of all, the main character is not entirely as mute as I had originally thought. He does actually have a few lines in the game. But besides a couple of lines that he has in the game, you don't really know much else about the main character, and I guess that's for you to decide. I also made the mistake of, I believe, that was the first time I tried to record the Saints Row video. I recorded the Saints Row video twice. The second time is the cut that made it, and the first one was the one where I fucked it up. And in the first one that I fucked it up, I cursed even more in that one than I did in the other. But yes, the game is quite infuriating. I mean, it's just so many things that the game does, and that the NPCs in that game are gotta be the stupidest NPCs I've ever used. Again, I'm basing my judgment on a 7-year-old game when AI and all that stuff wasn't, well, it was good on PC, but it wasn't as good on, on consoles. So, with this one, I thought the ending was going to be pretty good, but the problem is the ending has, I guess you could say, questionable, like, storyline fracture. I mean, you're supposed to go meet the chief of police, but all you meet is this dude who's the mayor, or going to be the new mayor of the town, and he appears out of nowhere. He's never really spoken of throughout the entire game. You find out one of the Saints is a cop. Whoops, sorry there, I hit pause by accident. What was I saying? Yeah, you find out that one of your homies is a cop. The mayor is the one that's pulling all the strings, but you're never really introduced to the man before that. So, I found that kind of confusing. And again, I finished Saints Row 2 and 3. But having played all three, and this is something that I'm going to talk about when I play the actual games, is how Saints Row has evolved. In Grand Theft Auto, the story is almost the same every time. You're one guy, you got friends or family that are very dear to you, something happens to them, you need to get revenge, or something like that. In Saints Row, you went from being gangsters to being really cool gangsters to being just completely outrageous. And I'm not sure if I like the whole outrageousness that Saints Row has done. I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy it. But on the other hand, I'm expecting Saints Row to be a bit more gangster and not as much of a show as it has been in 3. And in the next Saints Row, obviously, that's all going to go out the window because you, the leader of the Saints, are now the President of the United States, which I don't understand how the fuck that would happen. I mean, but then again, Americans voted George W. Bush in twice. And somehow, idiot Canadians voted Harper in twice, almost three times now. So, you know what, it's not far-fetched. Any moron can become, get into that position of power. But, anyways, I don't want to get into that too much until I make the actual videos. But yeah, this first Saints Row, I really hated it. It was hard. It was probably one of the hardest games to finish, in the last 10 years. I mean, I've played unfair games before, but this is probably the most unfair game that I actually finished. And to celebrate that, I'm just filling something up here, is I'm going to snap a point one here. A point one is not a lot of weed, because I find that lately, especially in the last couple of weeks, I don't need as much to get high as I used to. I'm sure that's a good thing, not a bad thing, but hey, fuck, maybe it's just part of aging, who knows. What am I lighting this with? I can't find my wick. Oh, fuck it, I'll just use the big ones, too bad. But yeah, Saints Row 1, the burglaries, though, that was a part that I actually liked in the game, and the holdups, I thought they were really cool. What that was is I was exhaling through something called a smoke buddy. Oh, whoa, that tasted pretty good. Very hashy. What I was exhaling into was something called a smoke buddy. That's essentially a little device, a little personal carbon filter that you can exhale smoke into, and it's not going to stink up your room. Because, believe it or not, I don't like the smell of cannabis in my house, believe it or not. As a matter of fact, I loathe it. I really don't like it. Anyways, so in other words, I mean, Saints Row sparked two very successful sequels, which I liked a lot better. Mind you, number two was still a little bit more frustrating. Three was a lot less frustrating. So I can see the evolution of it. It's just unfortunate that Saints Row 4, or Enter the Dominatrix, is essentially going to be not much of an improvement of the original Saints Row. I mean, it's just going to go completely overboard now. Whereas before, it was gang warfare. But now you're talking aliens, you're talking superhero powers. I'm like, really? That's like as if Grand Theft Auto had a Superman way. I mean, some people would love a Superman power-up of some sort in a GTA game, but sorry, and that lineage, I really can't see it making sense much. But what we're talking about GTA, why don't we go on with that? Oh, by the way, the next random video of randomness is going to be WWE All-Stars. That's a wrestling game that I had talked about before on the show and that I gave my sports or biggest surprise of the year award to, I believe, 1 year. And it's quite good. I mean, well, you'll see in the video how good it is. I mean, it's a lot of fun. If you can get it cheap, it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, speaking of Grand Theft... Yeah, as I was saying, speaking of Grand Theft Auto... Sorry, when I was saying out earlier, that was because I had the flame to the glass a little too long. And when I pulled it out, I actually almost burned myself. That's why these little handles are on the side of bowls, so you can pull them out by that so you don't burn yourself. That's why they exist, but most people don't like using them, I myself included. Anyhow, GTA 5, I have very high hopes for, but also at the same time, it's a San Andreas game, and leveling up is back, which they had mentioned before that they were thinking of doing that, and I'm guessing now it's going to be back. I mean, it wasn't something that I really hated in the original San Andreas, but the thing is, was I played San Andreas with a trainer where I had unlimited ammo. I can't even fathom the idea of having to buy all that ammo that you need to shoot and get into gang wars with in order for you to level up. I'm hoping the level up system is done, you know, maybe through tasks like Saints Row does. It increases the abilities through certain tasks that you do, or you can just buy the weapon upgrades or buy the personal upgrades. I would totally go for that instead. But we'll see, and I'm scared that flight school is going to be back, because if the flight school is going to be... I hope the flight school isn't back, man. It was a huge pain in the ass. I hated it, and I hope it's not in GTA 5. But otherwise, hey, it's only a couple of months away, and I'll be playing, and you'll be damn sure that within the first 24 hours, I will have a video up of it. I will play it for an hour and give my first impressions after that hour. And trust me, I am going to go there in the morning, cash in hand. Well, actually, not cash in hand, it's paid for. Go there, pick up my copy, and I got to go downtown to pick up my copy too, shit. Actually, EB Games called me about the special features. You know what? I'm going to save the special features for the next CBG. Because it's a piece of shit, man. I will make a video about it probably, because I'll show you my special edition for GTA 4. And the items that came with it, and what GTA 5 is going to come with. It's like, what the fuck is that? That's a huge difference. And trust me, GTA 4 Special Edition, or Collector's Edition, was worth every single fucking penny. So much so that I got two of them. One for PS3, which I bought used, and I think I paid like $30 for that one. So I got that one on the cheap, actually. I got it, off eBay. I got it off eBay for $30. Complete, with the keys and everything. I mean, it only came with one key instead of two, but I'm like, I don't give a shit. But it came with the art book and everything. And it even came with some furry, like, fuzzy dice for GTA 5, which are sealed. I left them sealed. Which I know was a promotional item in the States, I think. So I don't know where this guy got it from and bought it from the States or something. I don't know. But I got it from out west. And I actually have kind of a little collection of, you know, Grand Theft Auto memorabilia. I mean, the posters on my wall are one thing. I have CDs. I have sealed CDs from them. Keychains, tons of posters, and I mean tons of GTA posters. I really wish I could iron these ones out that I have up right now and put them in better frames. That's something I actually want to do when I remodel this place, because I am going to be doing that in a couple of weeks, so that this will become my sole retro function. Put my arcade machine in here and finally fucking use it. Anywho, until next time, toodles. Oh yeah, and watch the Damn Saints Row video as well as Harold's videos on youtube.com/crossbordergaming.